So how do you use it in treatment and evaluation? Reframing can be very important, but you have to make it believable and hand out some possible ways to reframe. If you don't buy it, the family won't buy it, so it's got to be real. If you buy it, but you think that they may not, then anticipate ahead of time if you're offering this as a strength. If you're doing reframing, what's going to be your response to that pushback? What are the data that you're going to show them as to how this is a strength? Maybe they don't buy it in their particular son or daughter. Maybe this young person doesn't value it in themselves. You don't have to go through a whole big research article, but go ahead and talk about how this works. I have found the developmental assets literature really helpful in that regard because there are handouts and literature that has been developed for the person that you can use that talks about this and that can help with reframing. It's really important that treatment goals are framed as what to do rather than what not to do, and so strength-based assessment can help you very much in that as well. So I hope that you have a good start on building your toolkit and that some of the things we have talked about will help. I know that the discussion board is going to flush it out even more. I learn so much every time I look at it, and I know that you all learn a lot from each other.